Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have Kathleen Martin and Denise Stoner, author of The Alien Abduction Files, the most startling cases of human alien contact ever reported. Now, as we normally do on the Paracast, when we have enough warning about a guest's appearance, we give our listeners the opportunity to pose their questions at forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com, in a place called the Question Bank. We got lots of questions, some of which we've dealt with already. But, Chris, you want to start reading the rest?
I want to get this one out of the way. This comes from our friendly skeptic, Angelo. I think both Denise and Kathleen will agree that this is an example of skeptical inquiries into this subject being a little bit ill-informed. Questions, he says. What's the evidence showing that these abductions are not psychological in nature? I've had plenty of night terrors and sleep paralysis episodes, but because I am aware of that, I know it isn't an alien abduction. What's to say that if these abductees were educated on sleep issues, they would not be thinking they were being abducted by aliens? Now, obviously, with these missing time cases that fascinating, that Denise and her husband shared, that Denise has had, they were driving. There was no sleep paralysis going on during these cases. In fact, the one case that you described in the 80s happened in a very hot spot area where there have been numerous reports over the years of unusual events and sightings, even these types of visitations. So I want to kind of look at Angelo's question as more of a question about how you deal with people that are absolutely disbelievers. They say that this all can be explained. That this is all just mundane things that are happening, that people are misinterpreting. What is your comeback to someone like that?
Well, briefly, before Kathleen makes her statement, I had nothing to do with sleep, of course. Daylight hours, sun was shining across the valley. I knew nothing at that time of any other episodes in that valley or crafts being sighted. I wasn't paying any attention to it at the time. I was going to meet parents and friends. And so we had other witnesses. Those are some big things as far as evidence. And then having flashes of faces and things that I knew were in my mind and I needed to put all the pieces together, my husband being there with me, that's something else. People want to stick to the sleep thing, the sleep paralysis and this and that, and they just will not budge off that topic. Kathleen?
Yes, I would like to say that the first thing I do when anyone makes a report to me, especially if they were in bed when this occurred, is to have them go to my website at kathleen-martin.com and read the article that I have there on sleep paralysis to assess whether or not this could possibly be an explanation for what has occurred to them. But as I stated earlier, 88% of those who participated in our study stated that they had conscious recall of having this event. And then the next thing that might occur would be a skeptic might say, well, are these people fantasy prone? But I would refer people to the psychological studies that have been done on abduction experiencers that have indicated that those who meet the criteria for having experienced a real abduction are no more fantasy prone than the general population. These people are just normal people. They don't have a psychological disorder. They don't have a sleep disorder. They're often awake when this happens. People should just stop hiding their heads in the sand and open their eyes and absorb the information that has come from all of these studies.
Very good points that both you are making. Another couple of questions that are kind of along those same lines. I'm going to ask them both together. The first one is from the JC Band, who's one of our newest additions to the forum family at forum.theparacast.com. The other is from another fairly recent addition to our forum family, Tom1961. To echo Angel's question a little bit, what fraction of cases do you believe actually are sleep paralysis episodes, and is there any easy way to differentiate between those cases and the ones that may be genuine? And the follow-up question from Tom is, I would like to ask if they believe everyone they interview. Don't you ever think some people are just making this all up?
Well, I have to say that Denise and I have both had training. This is FBI lie detector training, so that we can, if we're face-to-face with an individual, determine whether or not they're lying, they're hoaxing, they're making it up. You know, so certainly that is the reason that I take several years for any investigation that I do, that I will accept. I'm looking for evidence that this is real. And certainly, you know, maybe a percentage is experiencing sleep paralysis, but people need to explore this on their own. They need to take part in their own investigation of their experiences. Who else can do it better than those who are experiencing it, as long as they have the tools in which to do it?
Okay, someone has an experience that may or may not be abduction related. What do they do? What steps do they take? Whom do they contact?
It really depends upon what they want from this. Do they want an investigation? They want a group of investigators to come out and try to collect evidence and interview them and then write a report and take the evidence for analysis and then just leave them? Or are they looking for a support group? Do they want to explore this on their own and study this on their own? If they want to do that, then they should go to someone like Denise, who has a support group, or to Starborn Support, or any of a number of other support groups that are around the country. So, you know, maybe a lot of people don't want a formal investigation. And I would recommend going one way or the other, or a combination of both. What about you, Denise?
I completely agree with Kathleen, and barring nothing else, you can contact me. I have markers that I go by telling me whether or not this person has possibly had an abduction. If they want to ask certain questions, I can help them muddle through this. I will ask them to keep a journal. I will ask them to keep a camera by their bed. I will ask them to do all sorts of homework, because I can't do it for them. They're going to have to help me. And we will come out at the other end with some sort of answer as to whether or not they might be an abductee. So that's as a last resort. They should contact me, and I will help them with this, with lots of homework on their part.
I want to say that most people are not looking for publicity. They want to have their identities protected.
Yes.
They're just curious. They're trying to obtain this kind of information for their own sense of well-being and to meet their own curiosity. And they're also looking for support oftentimes. And the only place where they can find that kind of support is from other people that are having the same kind of experience. And it's very, very important for people to be able to feel emotionally healthy and to have support from others.
I think part of the problem is, Kathleen and Denise, is that there are some elements of UFO research, we won't mention names, that are less than credible, less than responsible, and less than capable of analyzing, which is something that's so complex as abductions. So anyone to avoid, or any types of categories of people to avoid, so they don't get mixed up with the wrong people and get stuck in something that may help enrich somebody else, give them more bragging rights, but won't necessarily help you.
I think one thing they can do is, if they find someone they think they would like to work with, is ask them how much experience they've had working strictly with abductees. Ask the proper questions, just like you would if you were searching for a new physician. That's number one thing. And then you could ask either one of us, or you could report through MUFON, Mutual UFO Network, and there are all different ways to go about this. If you need to carry it further, you can ask if there are any recommendations for people that you can go and see. Where are the support groups? Who would recommend them and why? Who's been to them? And just take it slowly and go from there.
All right. We have Kathleen Martin and Denise Stoner. You're with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. Is there a secret UFO agenda?
Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So the question is, of course, choosing someone to contact in case you think that you might have had an abduction or someone you know. And we have Kathleen Martin and Denise Stoner with us. Kathleen, you had a comment about that?
Well, I agree with Denise's statements. I think that she's given very good advice. I also want to state that as part of my work with the Mutual UFO Network, I'm their director of abduction research. We are just now forming a vetting process for individuals who have support groups, and they can come to us if they would like referrals and we would have to vet their credentials and how they work with experiencers, and if the team from MUFON decides that this is something that we would consider to be healthy and professional, then we could refer individuals to them. But for the most part, at the present time, you should do what Denise said and think of this individual or this group in the same way that you would vet the credentials of your physician, for example.
How widespread are UFO abductions? We've had some people claim maybe millions of people around the world have been abducted. Kathleen?
Well, certainly those claims have been made. I was startled to find that after Denise and I had very widely advertised our study across the United States and as far away as Australia in magazine articles, on radio shows, and at conferences, on internet sites, that it took us an entire year to receive 50 responses. So perhaps it's not as widespread as we might think.
That's true. And I am working on, along with Kathleen, a brand new study. And we are hoping to find that we are going to have way, way more in the way of responses to this next one and perhaps have different results this next time.
Yeah, and I have a little something to add on that. Out of 13 years of actively investigating one of the hottest UFO hotspots in the country, and just south of where, Denise, your experience was in the San Luis Valley, out of the thousands of interviews that I did, hundreds and hundreds of reports, I only had four claims of abductions, and the two that I felt were legitimate, two of them I didn't feel were legitimate. I felt there were some personal issues going on there with possible sanity questions. But the other two that I felt were legitimate, and I did quite a bit of follow-up work with these two individuals, I found out about them from family members who said that you should talk to them because they really could use somebody to talk to. And it took some doing to even get them to agree to meet with me. One of the referrals was actually from the sheriff's department because of activity that had been seen around the ranch and confidential statements made to the dispatcher, the county sheriff's department. They were friends. So I agree. I don't think that these are as pervasive as someone like a Bud Hopkins or a David Jacobs who have made fairly outrageous claims in this regard in the past. I don't think they're as prevalent as that. And I think they're the exception, not the norm by any stretch.
Chris, why do you think people like the late Bud Hopkins or Dr. David Jacobs made the claims that so many people are involved?
Well, I don't really know. The only thing that I can say is once you've gained a reputation in the field for this type of work, you're like a magnet. You tend to attract cases to you, which I think might skew your reality view, number one. Another thing that I find very interesting is specific abduction researchers, once they reach a place where they feel that they've identified alien agendas, methodologies, they then begin to attract those types of cases to them. People know that they believe in this particular negative, let's say, abduction scenario, or in the case of a Leo Sprinkle or others, positive abduction experiences, Barbara Lamb. Then those people, those investigators and researchers, tend to attract the kind of cases that seem to dovetail with their particular conclusions. So I think it's just a matter of, once you get so immersed in this and people are coming to you, it does have the appearance that there's a lot more activity going on than perhaps there is. You know, and I think a lot of it is based on what these beings are telling people as well, allegedly. I think a lot of this is kind of based on the types of impressions that people are giving these investigators.
Before we go back to more questions, Kathleen or Denise, either of you want to make a response?
I agree with Chris. That's my assessment.
Yes, I do too, because I know how many I have ongoing at the moment, and it's not that many serious cases.
Chris, let's move on with the questions, please.
Okay, well, we do have a couple of questions about Betty and Barney, which I'll get to in a moment. But first, here's a question from Polterwurst, who's been a poster at forum.theparacast.com for almost 3 years. Do all abductees identify their abductors as being extraterrestrial? Have there been any cases where the abductees said they saw something non-humanoid, something that didn't have a head on top of a torso, two arms and legs that were discernible as such? And if not, why do you think this should be so? Beings who evolved independently from us on another planet would probably look totally different from us and would have to protect themselves from our atmosphere. You rarely get reports, I'm adding a little addendum here, you rarely get reports of beings in sort of protective gear with breathing apparatus or something to protect them, or the abductees actually being put in some sort of safe atmospheric environment. What do you think? Have you ever had like a jellyfish abducting people or something that's not sort of, you know, our bipedal sort of, you know, two legs, two arms and a head?
Well, someone once reported to me that they felt they'd been abducted by a giant bird, and I couldn't imagine how something without hands might have been able to develop the technology in which to travel from out in space to here. So that is the only account that I've had of that sort of thing. It makes sense to me that any species would have to have a head, would have to have hands, would have to have appendages. And perhaps these ETs are not even of our own species. Maybe they're not mammals. Maybe they cannot carry diseases to us or catch our diseases.
Yeah, maybe they're bio-robots or something as well, which has been, you know, proposed for the small alien gray types that have been reported. There is a school of thought that suggests that perhaps these beings have been manufactured. They're clones or some sort of biobot or something like that. So, yeah, that was a good answer. I'm pretty sure that there has to be some sort of ability to manipulate objects, unless the bird had some sort of apprehensile tongue or something. It could, maybe a forked tongue that could work in concert with itself. It'd be kind of hard to control your spaceship with some wings.
I'll tell you what, Chris, before our tongues get forked. We have Denise Stoner and Kathleen Martin with Gene and Chris. There are no forked tongues here. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, no more fork tongues. No more tongue forking or fork tongues.
I've heard a lot of things, folks, but being abducted by a bird-like entity, that's a new one on me. That's pretty interesting.
We have Kathleen Martin and Denise Stoner joining us. The book is The Alien Abduction Files. And Chris has been asking loads of questions from our listeners.
Yeah, and we have, as you mentioned, Gene, we have answered a number of the questions that have been proposed. But let's go on to some Betty and Barney questions, Kathleen. This is from Stagger Lee. He's a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com.
And I have to wonder why a guy would name himself after a 1950s rock and roll song.
Yes. And have a Grateful Dead steal this face logo as his avatar. well, moving right along, Stagger. Yeah, I love all these avatars. We have a guy that calls himself Yeti Turds for Sale, so... Staggerly is pretty mundane compared to that one.
We wanted the guy with Yeti Turds for Sale to drop that.
Well, this is news to me if it's true, and I think, Kathleen, you might be able to give us a little bit of insight on this. But he says a review of the book on the website UFO Iconoclast follows a thread with some unusual comments from a couple of members there. Both women say they, too, have experienced missing time and were aboard an identical huge craft. I'm not sure how accurate that is. But here's an interesting one. He also puts in quotes that Betty Hill eventually came to reject the extraterrestrial hypothesis as an explanation for her encounter. Anything to these claims? If so, can you elaborate?
Nothing. Betty, I read that in a book about and went to my Aunt Betty. This was back in the 90s. I was really perplexed. It was even before I began my investigation of her case, so it must have been the 80s, actually. And she said, so many people have written so much false information about her case that it is ridiculous. And definitely she never, ever rejected that. And I did read that online recently. It's completely false.
Well, I know about false. I mean, they tell false stories about me and Chris.
Wacky if anyone
stuff.
Wants the correct story about an accurate story about Betty and Barney Hill, read Captured, The Betty and Barney Hill right. UFO Experience by Stanton Friedman and myself.
And I agree. That would be news to me. One thing, though, that I'm looking for the question here, it has to do with the actual description that Betty and Barney had of these beings, that they didn't seem to conform to what is now most often reported, as we mentioned at the top of the show, of these large-headed, small, spindly gray-type aliens. Give us a kind of a thumbnail sketch for some of our newer listeners who may not be as familiar with this very pivotal case as some of us.
This is something I addressed in my lectures about Betty's and Barney's case. I do give in Barney's actual words, the description of these beings. And also in Captured, I have Betty's and Barney's description. But the individuals that they saw who abducted them were gray-skinned. They had heads that were larger in proportion to their bodies than humans. They had large eyes that reminded them of cat like eyes, meaning that they probably had a vertical kind of pupil that opened up and became very black as you looked at it. They did see a little bit of yellow around the exterior edges of the eyes. They saw only nostrils for a nose. They observed a slit for a mouth. Both independently stated that they thought they had observed some kind of a membrane inside that mouth. Communication was telepathic. There was no external ear. There was no hair. They had a barrel-shaped upper body. They had spindly arms and legs. They walked with an odd gait. There were two groups aboard the craft. There were taller ones who were about 4.5 to 5 feet tall. And then they observed one who was much, much shorter than that, maybe 3.5 to 4 feet tall. And this one's head was round, perfectly round, and larger in proportion to its body than the taller ones that they observed. They were dressed in black, shiny uniforms that appeared to be like bodysuits. They were skin tight.
Yeah, I've heard mentioned that the uniforms reminded, I think, Barney of some sort of German army uniform. I'm not sure that's accurate.
No, that's not accurate either. Barney described the uniforms, and this is in the original letter that Betty wrote to Major Donald Kehoe on September 26, 1961, that they were dressed in shiny black uniform. And then Barney, in October of 1961, described to the NICAP investigator, Walter Webb, that they were dressed in shiny black uniforms, that they were somehow not human because he hadn't remembered all of the details about their facial features. And he stated that when they turned their heads, and this was from a distance, and he observed them through binoculars, he thought that he saw some kind of a brim maybe sticking out. And so that was what he stated. He said it was the precision of their movement that reminded him of military officers, that they all move in unison. They appeared to be carrying out a plan. And he had served in the Army during World War II. Another statement I wanted to make is there's been a lot of confusion. Some people think that Barney observed Nazis on board the craft. That is also false. I want to explain that. Dr. Simon was a psychoanalyst and a psychiatrist. He used hypnoanalysis with Barney. So this is different than the kind of hypnosis we use today. And he instructed Barney, as he remembered this event every step of the way, starting the day before this occurred, that he should tell Dr. Simon what emotionally equivalent experience he had had in the past. So during this huge period of abreaction when he was observing these beings on board the craft, they were clearly non-human, and he felt that he was going to be captured. He wasn't able to move the way he wanted to move. He at first wasn't able to escape. He was being told to hold the binoculars up to his eyes and just keep looking. He thought he was going to be captured. He, at one point, thought that he was observing a Nazi, but he never said that at any other time. He stated that this was the emotional reaction that he was having, and it reminded him of his time during World War II and Nazi officers. So it wasn't a real event. It was his emotional
perception. I see, and people have taken that out of context, obviously.
Yes, they absolutely have. They haven't understood that, and that's why I'm explaining it now. You know, in the beginning, even when I wrote the book, yeah, so I think that it's very important for me at this point to explain that and clear up the confusion.
Well, it's true. We can't even agree on what happened yesterday. I mean, if you look at political commentators, you look at different TV networks, newspapers, they have totally different reactions to events that happened yesterday. And you have to wonder, we now have a case that goes back to the 1960s. Well, it's understandable that sometimes people don't get it right.
Yes, and some people have their own agendas that they want to promote, and if it seems to fit into that agenda, then they'll use it.
Yeah, the skeptics sure know about that, boy.
That's true.
The book is called The Alien Abduction Files, the most startling cases of human alien contact ever reported. If you want to comment about this or another episode, you can check us out on Twitter. We're known as the Paracast. Kathleen Martin, Denise Stoner, one more segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallace, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Denise Stoner, Kathleen Martin. Notice I've been mentioning their names in different orders so they get equal billing. Okay, being fair, the book is The Alien Abduction Files, which you can now get from the usual offenders such as Amazon, etc. And it qualifies for Amazon Prime, by the way, if you paid extra for the two-day shipping. With Gene and Chris in the PowerCast, our final segment, I'm going to ask both of you, Kathleen and Denise, about where this research is going. What's the end game? Is it going to be just a collection of very unusual experiences? How do we figure out what actually happened and maybe make that clear to everybody? If it's aliens, how do we really prove it? How do we prove it's from Zeta Reticuli or Alpha Centauri or wherever? Does the government know about it? So many questions. Kathleen?
I have a personal agenda, and that is for experiencer strength and empowerment. And I would like to see experiencers get over this feeling of victimization and to be able to move on, to be able to assess the experiences that they are having, to search for the answers, to attempt to communicate with their ET abductors or visitors, and to bring back messages to us about the agenda, about what they're doing, about their purpose.
Okay, but that's assuming, one, that they are ET and they will be honest about their purpose.
Yes, and it does, and I want only the messages that are being brought back from the extraterrestrial.
Okay, but how do we assume those messages are correct? How do we evaluate those messages?
Well, through independent statement. If these messages are delivered to me confidentially, and they are not spread all over the internet and all over radio shows, if they're brought to me confidentially, such as the messages that were brought to Denise and myself through the UFO abduction experiencer survey, then we might be able to establish what is reality and what is not, because the same message is repeated over and over again.
But that wouldn't stop ET or whatever they are from lying in the same way each and every time, telling us, well, we're here for X and Y, but we're really looking for agenda Z.
And again, no. I will say, if we cannot trust anything, what is the purpose in doing any of this? I might as well know, hang it up and not do anymore, and I'm not going to do that.
Well, I understand in getting an accurate report of the experience, but once again, the intentions of the ET. What is ET's intentions? Do you have any ideas, either of you?
Well, you see, we do hold back some secrets, and we do hold back some markers, just as if we're working with a crime scene. And we have some information and some things that we're looking for. For instance, why do those of us that feel we have been given some information by the ETs and can't get the key to that to unlock it? Something occurs to several of us that we know of so far, and we're looking for others to come forward with that exact information to see how many of us have the same thing happen when we try to unlock that. It's a big key. It's a big key, and it'll give us a clue, more of a clue, to who these ETs are. And I'm not going to disclose that, because if I did, we'd be ruining a big piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
So we have things that we know that we're not going to tell. And some questions will be coming out in the study, asking a question that's pertinent to more information that we need.
Yeah, and I think that's very, it's an important investigative tool to have markers, to have flagged type information, descriptions. I have a number of things that I look for as well when I'm interviewing witnesses of high strange events. One thing that skeptics always ask is, how come people don't try to grab something or bring back souvenirs or attempt to do what W.C. Levengood, for instance, suggested? Why not set up hidden cameras in the room, some sort of surveillance net of the bedroom if it's a nocturnal event? Or possibly, he suggested, women wearing their hair in rollers and embedding ungerminated seeds in the rollers, so that after an abduction experience, they have some external thing that can be scientifically analyzed. Has anyone ever mentioned attempting to grab something not nailed down aboard a ship and bringing it back? Has anybody arrived back with and been able to prove through testimony of others that they arrived with their bedclothes on backwards, or something that would indicate that there actually was some sort of high strange event other than their recollection or their word?
Boy, we're about to work on some of that. We're working on cameras. We're working on all kinds of things to try to capture something in a room in my home because of what's occurred lately. But when you've got batteries that fail all at once, like the radio in my car, the mirrors in my car, my insulin pump on a 3-month battery that was just powered up, gone, my cell phone gone, all at once, all in one evening, and Kathy's GPS in her car quitting and taking us on a road we weren't supposed to be on, all of that at once in one evening.
You know what? That sounds like a pretty interesting case study right there.
Yeah.
Did you see anything strange, or was it just the electromagnetic effects?
I didn't get home on time. And then we discovered completely by accident that within 10 feet of a trimeter electrical field, I spiked it and set the alarm off for, oh gosh, many days.
Wow. How do you explain that scientifically?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, in terms of the batteries, I always try to plug things in when I'm like at a haunted site or doing some sort of investigation where there is accessible power. I always try to utilize it because, boy, I don't know how many times I've had the batteries drain, and I've recounted a number of these occurrences in past shows. So that is definitely, a very real problem that many people have encountered. But using something like an ungerminated wheat seeds in rollers in the hair is one that I think should be explored. I've never heard of anybody actually successfully using some sort of technique like that, where you have ungerminated seeds that would it would be pretty easy to detect any sort of exotic energies, let's say, or at least measure the germination rate of seeds going through an experience with you and against control samples. So that may be something that you might want to attempt. But where do you see the future of this entire field going? It seems we haven't been seeing as much in the news about it. It seems to have kind of disappeared off the radar in the media somewhat. Do you think that this is an accurate reflection of the intensity of the phenomena, or do you think that we are actually just burbling right along? What do you think?
Well, Kathleen,
I think that we're moving along very cautiously and as scientifically as possible to look toward the answers, for the answers, and that there is a whole underground movement with abduction experiencers who are coming together to share information, and that this might be the future, they might be the people who actually do find the answers that we're looking for.
Kathleen, can you tell our listeners where they can find more about you and maybe send you an email?
Yes. Well, my website is Kathleen-Marden, MARDEN.com. And my email address is listed on that website. You can also purchase an autographed copy of the Alien Abduction Files and any of my other books. I have several articles there, and my speaking engagements this year are also listed on my website.
Denise?
Yes, Denise, M as in Margaret, Stoner.com, and you can read about me there and purchase an autographed copy of the book from me there also.
They'll be fighting for the sale of autographed copies. That's great.
That is good.
You can find Chris O'Brien at OurStrangePlanet.com. Our Strange Planet, because it is a strange planet, as you discovered, ladies and gentlemen. You can find us on Twitter. We are The Paracast, The Paracast on Twitter. Look for The Paracast Fan Club, two of them, on Facebook. Someday we'll combine them to one. Or visit forum.theparacast.com. to post your messages and make your comments. Denise Stoner, Kathleen Martin, thank you so much for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you so much for having us. We've enjoyed this, and we like getting this information out. Spread it far and wide for anybody that is looking and searching.
And thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure to be with you again.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are The GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.